Yeah, I've been asked to share something tonight, and it's a little bit out of my comfort zone. Children's ministry is more sort of my thing. I'm a bit of an expert in Noah's Ark and Jonah and the whale, so this is a bit of a challenge for me, but it's good to have a challenge, isn't it? And that's sort of, as I was thinking about, that's what God put in my heart. That's what I want to talk about tonight. I know we all love a challenge, like anything that challenges us. Like if you think about the grand final this year, everyone was so grateful that it was a close match. We all like a close match, don't we? It was a close match, and we didn't want West Coast to get in because we thought Geelong will flog them and it'll be boring. But we all love a close match because we love a challenge, and we all love challenges in different ways. Some of us, you know, your study might be a challenge for you, and you take on degrees and different things. And I like my running and fitness, and that's a challenge for me. And there's another one we're taking on tomorrow, and that's because I just love a challenge so much, skydiving. That's what I'm doing tomorrow. But I won't lie, actually, it's probably not because I like a challenge. This one's more that Serge likes a challenge. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow, stepping out of a plane. So I don't know what's more nerve-wracking, talking now or doing that. But sometimes we like a challenge and sometimes we don't, because it's funny that whenever when it comes to God and when God challenges us, all of a sudden that love for a challenge possibly isn't there. Even as I mentioned the word challenge tonight, some of you might be sort of something in your seats thinking, oh my goodness, he's going to challenge us. Here we go again. And I know I've been like that so many times when I've sat in church and I've been, you know that that word's for you, but you just think, oh, I'm not ready to change. I'm comfortable where I am. And, you know, God wants us to move forward, but we sort of just think we're comfortable where we are, and we don't want to move forward. And, oh, but if God challenges me or God wants me to do that, I won't be cool anymore. Or certain things that hold us back from stepping forward in God. But I just want to share a bit about myself tonight and what I've God's challenged me about. And I just assure you that once you take that challenge and take what God's got for you, it's definitely worth it. A bit about myself. I've always grown up in a Christian family. I've come from a, you know, very strong Christian family and grown up in that. But for a short time, I sort of stepped away from God for a little while. And as I got sort of distracted by other things and sort of swayed off the path that God had for me and was tempted, I grew apart from God. But and I think some of us do that from time to time and sort of come to the point where I thought, oh, I don't know whether this is the right thing. I don't know whether this Christianity thing is what I really want. And I got to the point where I thought, I don't even know if I really believe in this anymore. And I sort of said to God, at that point in my life, I said, I don't quite know about this. But I just said to God, you know, I'm not sure. Like, I really was not sure at all, and I really doubted. I thought, you know, this could be a coincidence. So many things happened in my life, but you don't know whether it's a coincidence or you sort of doubt. But I said to God, you know, if this is you, show me yourself and reveal yourself to me. And a lot of you may know that a couple of years ago, Hayden had a benign tumour in his shoulder, and it was sort of around that time that I was going for that stage. And I remember being at a PE excursion and getting a call from my dad the day he went in for surgery saying, oh, he's not having surgery, he's okay. And I had to think that, oh, wow. All of a sudden, you know, my little brother, who's going for an operation, didn't have to anymore. And I knew from that point, God is real and God has something for us, and we got to follow that path. So, God challenged me, and I've sort of taken on that on board and done that, and that's what I'd like to challenge you about tonight. I remember the theme of this church is Grow Church, and I remember one year Pastor Chris had a few people come up and talk about how they've grown this year, and I sat there and I thought, you know, a few people were sharing, and I thought, oh my goodness, and I thought about how have I grown this year, and I just thought, sort of at that stage, I thought, oh my gosh, I can't even think of anything. That's really embarrassing. And I thought, you know, and I just knew at that point that it was time to step it up, you know. God had spoken to me. It wasn't my parents telling me that God's real. It wasn't my grandparents telling me God's real. From that moment, I knew God was real and that I had a plan for my own life, and I needed to take that on board. And, God challenges us, and I just thought, no, I need to get closer to God right now. And sometimes we don't feel close to God and we wonder why, but it says in James 4:8, come close to God and God will come close to you. Wash your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, for your loyalty is divided between God and the world. And the key point there is come close to God and he will come close to you. And it's up to us. Often we feel sort of separated from God, but God is there all the time. He doesn't leave us. He's been there for me my whole life. It's me that's walked away. But it doesn't matter how many times we stumble, we fall. God always there, and we can always turn back to him. And that's what you need to do. And there's a number of ways you can grow closer to God today, and that's God wants us to always be moving forward and taking a step and growing to him. It's sort of like what would be the point of going to school if we didn't learn? And you kind of know that typical after-school conversation we always have when your mum picks you up and you get in the car and, how was school? Good. How are you? Good. How was your day? Good. What'd you learn? Nothing. what would be the point if we learned nothing? And we always say that, we say nothing, but really, if you think about it, you learn a lot in school. And it's the same with God. God wants you to learn, he doesn't want you to come home and, he doesn't want you to come home tonight, at the end of tonight, and when God says to you, what did you learn tonight? What are we going to say? Nothing. God really take on board what Rashaan said, what we're saying, and it's worth it. So, and a way to do that is reading the Bible. I've been a bit challenged. We've been, the young adults, doing the Alpha course, and they were talking one night about the Bible and how to read the Bible. And you read the Bible, sometimes you get a bit lazy and forget, and I thought, oh, really need to challenge me. I thought, I really need to make that time and make that effort. So the next day I thought, I'll get up a bit earlier and I'll go to uni early. And I'd sort of sat in my car and scrolled through and had a bit of a read, and it was just amazing what God showed me that day was something that was just so timely and so what I needed that day. And I think it's what I had, really having a bit of a tough week, and that's really what got me through. It's just something, God has something new for us every day, and you got to make the effort to read it, And there's so much in the Bible that we can learn from and get from God. And as I read that day, it was what got me through the week, and it was just so timely. So, yeah, read your Bible. And it's really easy now for us young people. We can have it on our smartphones and sort of scroll through any time when you're on the bus, when you're on the train. So, make that time. And you got to start off small when you're sort of doing these things, reading the Bible. I know it in occupational therapy, whenever we give like a therapy to a patient, you've got to grade it. You've got to start off small so they can make little achievements and work their way up. And that's the thing I challenge you, young people tonight. If you don't read the Bible, don't go home and read 2 hours, because you'll probably never do it again, because you'll run out of time. The next day you don't have 2 hours. But, just start small. 5 minutes, have a read through, and you'll be amazed at what God shows you and what a difference it makes to your day when you've committed that time. And same with prayer. It's another way, to grow close to God, having that relationship with him. It's kind of like a friend, If you don't see your friend, you're not going to be in relationship with them. If you don't talk to them, you drift apart. But God's like one of those really good friends that he's just always there, no matter how much you've drifted apart. Doesn't see him every time you turn back, he's always there, and he left off just where you were. So just, it's really good to pray. It says in Philippians 4, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and minds in Jesus Christ. And if you just commit your day to prayer every day before you start school or uni, and I just find that as I'm driving to uni in the car, if I pop some music on and spend that day praying, it just makes such a difference in my day and in my life. And I challenge you to do that. If you're a young person and you're not sure about praying, talk to your leaders about praying, reading the Bible, and where to start from, because you'll get a lot out of it. And one other way to grow in God is with your faith. There's sort of a story that we're sort of talking about for young adults, and it's about a young adults group, and they're sitting there and the leader's asking them how they're going, and they says, how's your farm? Well, this guy says, I'm wanting to start a farm, I really want God to help me. I've been praying that he can get crops and stuff. And the guy says to him, well, have you sowed to prepare the ground? Have you brought your tools? Like, no, I'm waiting for God. Like, okay. And then says the next person, oh, how are you going? You're trying to get your uni degree. Have you got accepted in a course? No, I haven't. I'm praying, but I haven't. And, oh, how come? Says, have you applied? No, I haven't yet. I'm waiting for God. And then a little child comes along and says, what are you doing here? He's like, wearing a helmet and stuff. And he's, Oh, that's right. Before that happens, he goes, you've got to be prepared. He goes, for God's blessings, you've got to be prepared. You know, you've got to do your part too. And, then the little child comes along and is wearing like a helmet and some pads and stuff. He goes, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I prayed for a bike. So he was prepared, but, it shows that the, faith like a child, and it really says in the Bible to have, faith like a child. It says in Mark that, you know, he goes, whoever will not receive the kingdom like a child will never enter it. And, you know, it takes a lot to believe in God, and it really is a step of faith, because, like, a lot of the stories in the Bible, they, you know, when you use your mind, it really, you wonder and you think, how did that happen? How could a man survive in a whale? And how could an old man build an ark? And all these things, you wonder, how can that happen? But it's a step of faith. And, you know, when I teach these things to kids, they just, as soon as you tell them, oh, wow, God's so good. Like, they don't think about it. And, you know, and if there's things you're asking for today and you're really wanting, you know, you think, oh, I want this. And I know at the start of the year, Gajan said to us, you know, we were sitting in young adults with a handful of people, and he said, oh, I really believe this year, guys. We're having sort of a meeting. He goes, we're going to have 10 people here by the end of the year. We're sitting there like, oh, okay. Who? And we're sitting there, but you know, we doubted it in faith, and Gajan had that faith. You know, he didn't think, oh, but hang on, we don't counting the people. He wasn't thinking with his mind, he's thinking with his heart, and he had faith. And we've got 10 people. We just went on a count with 9 people, and there was a few others that couldn't come for other commitments, but we've got over 10 people that come every week, and that's just a really good example of faith. And you know, I just encourage you tonight to have faith, and you know, think with your heart, not with your head, because your head just, you know, have faith like a child and just believe. When you tell a child, they say, oh yeah, I believe in God. They don't have that mind that puts them back. And it says in Mark as well that have faith in God, Jesus answered. Truly I tell you, if you say to move the mountain, go and throw yourself into the sea, and do not doubt in your heart, but believe what you're going to say will happen, for it will be done for you. And he says, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it and that it will be yours. And yeah, that's what we need to do. If you want to really grow with God, you've got to have faith. But it goes along with praying, obviously, like, you know, like the people in the story, they weren't prepared, but you need to prepare and ask God and be praying diligently. And just the last thing I'd like to sort of challenge you about, and especially young people, just about making a difference. Jesus says that in the same way, let your light shine before men, that they'll see the good deeds in you and praise your Father in heaven. And I think that's really relevant to us, and especially young people in school. I think that's a place where there's a lot of people who really need help and need light. There's a lot of negativity, and you know, I think it's a really sort of, it's a place where there's a lot of temptation in school. And I know, like, when I was in school, I was always tempted and, you know, tried to fit in, and I thought, if I do these things, you know, that's what people like me for. But it's funny now that I finished school and I see so many people, and they always say, oh, Rachel, you're just always a good friend and your values always help me. And, you know, the friends that I've got now is like the same friends, but I really see the appreciation. And sometimes you don't realize that until you finish school. But I encourage you to stick with God while you're going through school, and really stick with what he's got for you, and just be that example and that light that shines, because you really make a difference in people's lives, even if you don't realize it at the time. And you know, even Jesus was tempted at times, but you know, he looked to God and put God first. And I just encourage young people to do that, because if you put God first, he's got a plan for you, and he's got a plan for your life. And it says that if you trust in him and have faith, that he's got a plan for you and he'll make your path straight. So stick to that path that God has for you, and God has really good things for each and every one of us. So